Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Many of you put your ideas and your requests on hold, and now the hold is off. And I am open for business 100% of the time.
Hillary Clinton speaking at Gracie Mansion last night. I was there. Mayor Bloomberg threw her a welcome back party. She says now she's back in action in her Senate office, no longer on the campaign trail. So we want to know what you think her first order of business should be. Give us a call at 646-778-3729. Tell us what you think. What New York State business has been neglected during the campaign? We're working on getting her on the Brian Lehrer Show, so what should we press her on? What should be highest on her agenda? Give us a call or comment on our comment page at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show, 646-778-3729. By the way, everyone was pretty loose last night. There was lots of joking back and forth. The cast of Hair was there. Chevy Chase was there. Not too many people, I think, on the press riser stand were watching television in the 1970s, as was I, so perhaps they weren't laughing quite as hard as his jokes. But Mayor Bloomberg was in fine comedic form himself. When he introed Barbara Walters, he said, "Welcome to Gracie Mansion." Barbara Walters is a journalist, but she's dated a few politicians. You can read about it in her book. And she retorted that he only said that because he hadn't given her a date. Anyway, the audio to this is pretty amusing. We'll be posting it a little later on this afternoon so you can hear the full audio. I don't think you'll be hearing it in many other places. Here is another clip from last night's party. It's Hillary Clinton.
Well, I just was in the middle of a conversation between David and Chuck. And the governor said, "We had dinner the other night." And Chuck said, "Yeah, I paid for it. You know, I left the check on the table for a long time," and David said, "I didn't see it."
Okay, and just in case you haven't had enough jokes, here's Mayor Bloomberg telling how he came up with the idea for the welcome home party for Hillary Clinton.
The inspiration for this party came to me late one night after the primary race had ended. I was lying in bed, calculating the city budget in my head. It's better than counting sheep, actually. And I couldn't help but marvel at the incredible campaign that Senator Clinton had just run and how much she means to the state. And so right then and there, I decided that we should throw her a homecoming. And I was so excited about the idea, I jumped out of bed and I called her house. It was 3 a.m., and wouldn't you know it, she picked up the phone.
All right, let's take some calls. 646-778-3729. What you want Hillary Clinton to do now she's back in business. Michael from Harlem. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, hello. You know, Ms. Clinton on the campaign trail talked about her great concern for the working class in America. And tying in with your earlier segment, that's really what we need is an advocate for working class people in New York. If you look at all of the zoning changes that you talked about, they're all geared toward creating more housing for rich people. And both jobs and housing for poor people do not exist in the city. And this is a terrible, unsustainable thing. Where will the people who take care of everyone and who work in restaurants and schools and firehouses, where will they live? Where will they work in this city? If you look at Columbia's expansion, there were all of these well-paying working-class jobs there, light manufacturing. Ann Whitman at her storage warehouse had jobs that paid a union rate. If you look at the sort of jobs Columbia is going to have, by and large, they're all going to be jobs that are minimum wage. And this is a really dreadful thing for our city to have a one-industry kind of a town and to have a policy that is only beneficial to rich people.
Michael, thank you. That's a question for Hillary Clinton. What is she going to do to help the working class in New York? Hopefully we'll have her on soon. We'll ask her that question. Thank you very much for your call, 646-778-3729. By the way, it was really an interesting scene last night. Several generations of New York City political leadership, past and present, were there. Two former mayors, Ed Koch, David Dinkins, the former city council speaker, Peter Vallone, haven't seen him around in a while, but there he was at Gracie Mansion. I think all of the declared and perhaps some of the undeclared candidates for mayor in 2009 were there. Christine Quinn was there. Anthony Weiner was there. Bill Thompson was there. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly was there. And of course, I should remind you, even though the mayor had all of these warm words for Hillary Clinton, it was a nonpartisan event. The mayor is, of course, a Democrat turned Republican turned independent. I guess you could say he's a one-man multi-party. David from Manhattan. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Yes. Well, I'm a physician, and something we've seen a lot in the last couple of years is a real increase in the number of patients with addiction issues. I guess particularly Wall Street has influenced that, and it seems that unfortunately, although the need is getting greater, the resources are getting scarcer.
So, is this something, David, that you feel that she hasn't? I mean, obviously, she's worked on a number of health care issues. Is this something you think that's been an omission?
Well, I think it's a matter of priority. And the truth is that, you know, if somebody has an addiction issue, they're probably not working. They're not taking care of their family. So, to me, it's a very primary issue to take care of this first.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, David. By the way, we had a question on our website, WNYC.org, on the Brian Lehrer page. Was it a fundraiser? This was not a fundraiser. This was just a party that Mayor Bloomberg threw. Now, he, let's not forget, has a big agenda of his own in Washington. He has a lot of things that he wants the federal government to do. And I think, Jack from Manhattan, you and Mayor Bloomberg are in agreement on this issue. Jack?
Yes. Yes, definitely. It's on infrastructure, and also he proposed last October 12th, well, a year ago, October 12th, on the John Gambling Show about doing more for Governor's Island. He proposed an international center for public health, and he was going to put up his own money, $100 million to start with, and then $20 to $30 million a year for maintenance. And I think that's a great idea. We need more space for people to come in. We have 46 million visitors come to New York City every year, and that would be a great place for visitors to come to and also to educate the youngsters here in New York.
Jack, I think that you may have put your finger on one of the main reasons for the party last night at Gracie Mansion. Mayor Bloomberg's been traveling around the country with a number of other elected officials, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, talking about just that, the need for the federal government to invest in infrastructure. And it's pretty clear that with the city and state facing some pretty severe fiscal times, they're going to be hoping for more help from the federal government. And I suppose the mayor's thinking, who better to go to than the junior senator from New York, former presidential candidate? 646-778-3729, 646-SPUD-RAY. Give us a call. Just a few minutes left, but we'd like to know what you think Hillary Clinton should do now she's back in business in New York. Elliot from Manhattan. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi. I wanted to ask, why can she change the selective service law so women will have to register as well?
I suppose that could be on her agenda, and I think we should add that to the list of questions that we pose to her when we hopefully have her on soon here on the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. I don't know what's involved in that, although I don't see why, in theory, that could not be done. Thanks for your call. 646-778-3729, 646-SPUD-RAY. Hi, Reba from Manhattan.
Yes, I think Hillary should start preparing to run in 2012 and do her best in a subtle way to undermine the campaign of Barack Obama so that he loses.
You want him to lose in 2008?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. You're a McCain supporter, Reba?
I am a Hillary supporter, and the only way she will be able to run in 2012 is if Obama loses in 2008. And I feel that the Democratic hierarchy rigged the primary system to give the nomination to Obama. The only way I will vote for him is if she's his VP. Otherwise, I have no use for him.
And why not, Reba?
Because I don't think he's qualified to be. I don't think being a community organizer and a state senator and 3 years in the Senate is the appropriate qualifications to be president. If he were not biracial and multi-ethnic, he would never have been a front runner for the nomination. This was Hillary's time, and it was stolen from her by the Democratic establishment, and I will never get over it.
A lot of people on our website saying her main job should be to help Obama get elected because
This is the way I feel. It may not be the way a lot of other people feel, but there are enough people out there who I know from my interactions on the website. Are you familiar with the organization called PUMA?
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
It's called. It's an organization of Hillary supporters who would like her still to be president, and there are many of us out there, and I'm sure a lot of people don't like to say it because, especially in New York, it's not the politically correct thing to say.
All right, Reba, you are getting the last word there on what Hillary Clinton should do, but the conversation will continue on our website, WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer page, and as I said a little later on this afternoon, we'll be posting some more of the audio from last night's event, and we're going to go out you may not have known Mayor Bloomberg was such a performer, but we're going to go out with his final words at his last night welcome home Hillary party at Gracie Mansion. He was standing on a stage on the lawn of Gracie Mansion, and there was a group that took the stage as he was finishing up. You'll hear what it is.
Now, as you know, New York's economy is headed for some tough times. But that's not going to stop us from pushing forward. It's not going to stop us from pursuing the things that are as important to New Yorkers as good schools, safe streets, and good jobs. We've made incredible progress in each area. And now, with Hillary back on the job, you ain't seen nothing yet. That's right. Ain't no stopping us now.